I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, all you mother...
Politics. Politics. Humor. Humor. Tequila. Tequila. And an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Arch Pop Radio. 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 Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Arch Pop Radio at show number 121. My name's Bart. I'll be your host today. Barkhop Radio scene on the internet at barkhop.com and heard on the Barkhop Radio networks. And, you know, we're not citywide. We're not statewide. We're not regional. We're not national. Barkhop.com be worldwide. Let's see what we got today. Oh, today we got a beatdown on Wolf the Whore, and I have some help today. What happened? Michael Moore and Wolf the Whore, well, it almost rhymes, they got into it. And I just couldn't help but jump right in between them. And it wasn't a fair fight because either of us could take Wolf the Whore individually. But boy, when we team up, I think we did pretty good. Wolf the Whore does not come off very good in this show. But what the hell? He don't deserve it. F Wolf the Whore. Okay, got a lot of show. Time for a shot at Chinaco. Pardon me while I whip this out. Oh, very nice. Very, a little bit go up my nose. I hate that. This bottle of Chinaco, you know, remember a long time ago I said, can't buy no Chinaco in town. So if you see a bottle standing down, I'll give you your radio. And this came from either Lerda or Serta. I couldn't read my own writing. All I could do was use a magic marker and write on the plastic part of the bottle. And I couldn't read my writing. So Lerda or Serta in California, thank you for the bottle. Mmm, boy, it's mighty tasty. You know something else I figured out about the Chinaco that you're probably not on the edge of your chair waiting to hear this, but in Oklahoma, oh, I got it figured out because I got this IQ of 64, can't be beat. In Oklahoma, they have a law that you have to sell your liquor in Oklahoma for whatever the cheapest price is that you sell your liquor. So in other words, if you got some buddy in Idaho that you give a special price to, you're breaking the law if you don't sell it for that same price here. And they've been selling the best. Oh, I love this Chinaco Añejo. They've been selling it here for $32, $33, $34 ever since I started drinking it. And I think when supplies got a little tight, they thought, hey, why should we send this to Oklahoma so they can, if they're selling it for $34 and the store's going to make a profit, they're buying it for some price. Now, pretty much everywhere else in the whole country, it's $50, $60, $70. So, yeah, if I was the Chinaco people and I could sell it for, say, $26 in Oklahoma, or 46 in Las Vegas, yeah, why would I want to ship any to Oklahoma? So maybe it's not as bad a shortage as I think, but they just won't sell it in this state. I have to go to other states to buy some. So that's your opportunity to get in on a good deal. Instead of paying $100 for your Barkhop Radio, you could just buy me a bottle of Chinaco and send it over. It might cost you $50, $60, half off. Can't beat that. When these bottles came in from all over the country, no, it was like four of them. Well, plus Pontiac Tom fixed me up. But these bottles were coming from different parts of the country. And Pontiac Tom was here a week or two ago. He came down for the corn. And we got to compare, and there was two bottles of Chinaco, unopened, sitting on the counter. And one was way, way lighter than the other one. And it wasn't like it's counterfeit or anything. It's just, you know, it's like wine. Chinaco one year, maybe the wildflowers were darker. Maybe the apples were lighter, the papaya, the mangoes, whoever. So different batches are going to have different flavors. And wouldn't you think that the darker bottle would be tasting better because it, you know, you figure it's darker, it was aged longer, the charcoal takes the bad stuff out of the Chinaco, and then the good stuff gets to soak in and all that. That's why the really good stuff, it's aged longer because the longer you put it in the oak barrel. And did you know the barrels that they age the Chinaco in are used Jack Daniel's barrels? I think that's interesting. So they take these used Jack Daniel barrels, they put the Chinaco in it with the mangoes and the wildflowers and the baked apples and all that stuff, and the charcoal pulls the bitter stuff out while it sits there and coagulates. Fruity stuff, it works its way, and they get married. The fruit and the tequila, they get married, and their kid comes out, oh, spectacular. Anyway, I got a light bottle and a dark bottle. We had to open both because, you know, to drink tequila, you have to compare. And it was amazing that the lighter bottle, it tasted like the Wildflowers version from years and years ago. Maybe old-timers remember. There was one bottle I got. It was just spectacular. I don't know why. Chinako is very, very good. This bottle was just, like, extra, extra good. So, anyway, long story for that. Got no time for long stories. You're in for the big, big show!
This is www.bartcop.com.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. You're in the Situation Room. Millions of Americans are filling theaters across the country to see Michael Moore's controversial look at the U.S. healthcare system. Sicko was number 9 on the top 10 box office draws this weekend, but the movie is being criticized by some who accuse Moore of playing loose with the facts. Michael Moore will join us here in the Situation Room in just a moment, but first, a reality check from our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sicko throws some hard punches at the United States healthcare system, and it seems just about everyone has something to say.
Or was spot on.
The facts, I think, support what I believe.
And Moore presents a lot of facts throughout the movie, but do they all check out? Keeping them honest, we did some digging, and we started with the biggie. The United States slipped to number 37 in the world's healthcare systems. It's true. 37 is the ranking according to the World Health Organization's latest data on 191 countries.
You know, to some degree, that means the debate is over. How can the richest country in the world be ranked 37th? That right there is a crime. That's a damn shame. It's already Moore, in my book, has won the debate. The idea that you're going to take a two-hour movie and go through it and fact-check everything and say, well, he said it was 40, but we checked and it was 39 and a half. Hey, blow me. He's trying to make a point here that we've got hundreds of billions of dollars just flying around everywhere, but people are dying because they can't get any health care. That's a shame. That's a crime. Won't somebody do something? Oh, no, you said 39. It was actually 38.9. All this bitching and harping. Nobody can say you did a good job.
France tops the list.
Well, wait, the Republicans are always mocking France as some gay, cheese-eating surrender monkey group of people. But it turns out they've got the best health care on the planet. Why don't we do it like they do it? Why do we have to be number 36? Why can't we be number 2 or 3? Or, God forbid, all our money, why can't we be number 1? But no, can't have that, because that'd be socialism. And we'd all rather die than have socialism. Christ, if I take my baby to the emergency room and she's got an arrow through her neck, well, we can't have no socialized removing the arrow from my baby's neck. No, we need a profiteer doctor to come in here, a guy who can look past all the socialism. What a bunch of crap.
Italy and Spain make it into the top 10. The United Kingdom is 18.
Hello?
Moore brings a group of patients, including 9/11 workers, to Cuba and marvels at their free treatment and quality of care. But hold on.
No, you hold on. Those guys from the ground zero, they can't breathe now. And their healthcare system's letting them down, so Mike's trying to make a point. Maybe the Cubans will help them if the Americans, if Bush is going to kick them in the teeth for having the idiocy to go help their fellow New Yorkers when during the catastrophe, and then they kick him in the teeth when they say, I can't breathe so well. Hey, screw you. If you don't have good insurance, if you're not with some, you know, Boeing or American Airlines or some defense contractor, then you don't get no health care. Blow me.
That WHO list puts Cuba's health care system even lower than the United States.
Whoa, you mean you guys did some digging and found out there was a country even worse than the United States with all our hundreds of billions of dollars flying around? You found someone in worse shape than us? Are you kidding me, man?
Moore asserts that the American healthcare system spends $7,000 per person on health, whereas Cuba spends $25 per person.
Well, it sounds to me like the people who are paying $25 are doing better than the people who are paying the $7,000. You know how that $7,000 3,000-4,000 of it is going to the rich bastard Republicans who are jacking up the prices because they fucking can. You know, I got a pill here that might give you an extra 10 years on your life, but you're going to have to pay out the, I want $100 a day for the next 10 years if you want to live. That's what we got in America. And if you don't have $100 a day, well, screw you. Go ahead and die. I've got profits to make over here.
Not true, but not too far off. The United States spends $6,096 a year per person versus $229 a year in Cuba.
I doubt Moore just grabbed these figures out of the sky. But irregardless, you know, he said we were paying $7,000, it turns out it's $6,000 plus, and he said they were paying $25,000 and it's actually $200,000. So he was off by $900 on one and $200 on the other. So yeah, go crucify the guy. Forget every point he makes in this entire movie and concentrate on the difference between $6,000 plus and $7,000. Oh, Michael Moore lied again. Another thing about this movie, I don't know if I heard this or if it's a guess, but I think he's got every fact in this movie sourced. So they could go to these sources and say, hey, how did Michael Moore come up with this $25 figure? If they say, we have no idea, we told him $229 and he said, screw you, and wrote down $25, that makes him guilty. But if he went to the World Health Organization or Centers for Disease Control or whoever he went to, someone gave him these figures. I promise you, he did not make this up. Someone gave him these figures, and somewhere either in the movie or on his website, he's got this stuff sourced. But no, CNN is too lazy. They don't want this story to be true. They want to help their... You can't watch an hour on TV without seeing three or four commercials for some drug that you probably don't need. Is there any bigger business in America? Well, maybe the defense business, but after defense, the health care, that's the biggest... That's where all the money is. That's where, you know, it's the fear thing. You're going to die without this pill. Mom's going to die without this pill. Your grandparents are going to die without this pill. You got to have this pill. And that's who CNN protecting here with their phony baloney numbers.
And astronomically more money doesn't mean far better outcomes. In fact, Americans live just a little bit longer than Cubans on average.
Well, I'm sure that's one of the points he was trying to make, but the bigger point is, where does that 7,000 or the 6,000 and change, where does that go? Why does an aspirin cost $60? Why does it cost, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000 to get a broken finger or a broken arm fixed? It ought to be $60-$80 for the doctor's time and a couple x-rays, and it should be $200. But no, it's thousands and thousands. Somebody should ask why. And the biggest reason is because there's so many people who don't have any insurance. And that's why if we insured those people, oh no, that'd be socialism. We can't have that. So we'd rather pay $50 for a damn aspirin because they've convinced everybody that socialism will kill you. And the Democrats, as always, are too damn stupid to educate the public. So the fear-mongering works. Way to go, Democrats.
So Americans do pay more. But the United States also ranks highest in patient satisfaction. And Americans have shorter wait times than everyone but Germans when seeking non-emergency elective procedures like hip replacement, cataract surgery, or knee repair. That's not something you'll see in Sicko, as Americans tell their tales of lack of coverage and suffocating red tape. It's true that the United States is the only country in the Western world without free universal access to health care. But you won't find medical utopia elsewhere.
You son of a bitch. Michael Moore is not searching for medical utopia. He's looking for you greedy sons of bitches to stop making $50 off an aspirin and $250,000 off a heart attack. Go to hell, Sanjay Gupta. He's looking for medical utopia. No, he's not. He's looking for an honest return on his dollar, like everybody who's sick, anybody who's hurt. You son of a bitch. All that pisses me off.
film is filled with content Canadians and Brits sitting in waiting rooms, confident care will come.
So I went across
in Canada,
to a crowded hospital waiting room
for a long time. A survey of 6 industrialized nations found that only Canada was worse than the United States when it came to waiting for a doctor's appointment for a medical problem.
So the subject is waiting time for a doctor. About 2 weeks ago, I don't have the details, but there's some really badly run hospital, I think it's in L.A., where people die all the time. They're on this probation because people keep dying there. And I'm not talking about people dying at a hospital. I'm talking about a woman and her husband went to the emergency room, and they said, we need help. She's bleeding or something. And they said, hey, so you sit down. We'll get to you. An hour later, the lady's in a lot worse shape. He's going over there saying, hey, can you do something? My wife, she's in a lot of pain. She's in a lot of trouble here. I'm worried about her. They said, hey, you sit down. We'll get to you when we get to you. A while later, the lady falls on the floor, and she's convulsing and vomiting blood and stuff, and he's going, I need some help here, and they're saying, I'm sorry, sir, it's not your turn, or whatever. They had some bullshit excuse for the guy. Lady died right there with all these people watching her, doctors and nurses walking by, stepping over the body, and no one bothered to bend over and help the woman, and she fucking died. And this asshole for seeing this, oh, it's not medical utopia. Well, how about the damn doctor help the dying woman? Laying there on the emergency room floor, you sons of bitches. Going after Michael Moore because the system is broke. All he's saying is the system is broke. Oh, well, you think it's so good in the... So why don't you move to Cuba? That's all we're getting out of this. He's pointing to the house. It's like Al Gore. The house is on fire. He's trying to make a point. Oh, if you don't like fire, you should move to Cuba. Sons of bitches.
There are quotas. There are planned wait times. The concept that care is free in France and Canada and Cuba, and it's not. Those citizens pay for health services out of taxes.
And they got the best system in the world. How are you going to argue with that? In France, you pay your taxes and you get free health care. In America, you pay your taxes and they tell you go fuck yourself when you need some medical help. Gee, I think I like their system better. And yeah, if you're super rich, if you're making $1 million a year, yeah, now you can afford anything, so you like the system. Doctor tells you the medicine's $1,000 a week, no problem. I got that in this pocket. But if you're poor or black or old or young, you go right to hell. This is America. You get what you pay for. I got mine. You don't got yours. Go to hell. We don't care. We're the Republican Party.
And as a proportion of their household income, it's a significant number.
It's true that the French pay higher taxes, and so does nearly every country ahead of the United States on that list.
That is such a bullshit argument, and I wish the guy was here. I just would like to slap him around a little bit. The idea that maybe they pay a little more in taxes in France than they do in America. But in America, you got to pay $1,000 a month for your health insurance. What's wrong with this son of a bitch? So what, do they pay $300 more in France? And we got to pay $1,000 more for the damn insurance here. So who's ahead? The insurance companies and the politicians, the crooked sons of bitches. That's who's making all the money here. I'll bet an aspirin don't cost $50 in France because they're not lining the pockets of the crooked, bribed politicians.
But even higher taxes don't give all the coverage everyone wants.
Once again, lying son of a bitch, Michael Moore is not asking you to give everybody all the coverage that they might ever want. What a lying whore. He's just making these impossible goals about, well, I'm sorry, we can't give you 100 new Rolls Royces every day. Hey, asshole, I'm looking for a car. I don't need 100 Rolls Royces every day, you asshole. How many times have you heard me say, when you argue with these sons of bitches, they got 3 choices. They can refuse to answer, they can lie, or they can change the subject. And what this guy is doing on every topic is just changing the subject. We can't give everybody 100 Rolls Royces every day. That's his point. That's his argument. And no one asked him to. He creates this fake thing that is not even in the conversation and says you can't have that. Well, nobody asked you for that. Why don't you answer the question that was asked instead of talking about this utopia where nobody ever gets hurt, nobody ever gets sick, and it's all free? We know that's not real, so screw you for trying to pretend that's our point. It's not, you know it. Lying piece of shit. The Sanjay Gupta, never liked the guy, and I don't know a lot about him, but the main reason is seeing, oh, we got Sanjay Gupta. It's like, oh, and I don't. Oh, I'm out of it. I wish I could be like CNN. They're so neat and cool. They got Sanjay Gupta. Well, you know, in the whole America, they couldn't come up with a doctor from this country. Maybe Sanjay Gupta's born in New York. I don't know, but you can get a doctor from India cheaper than you can get a doctor from New York. Trust me. And it's all about making money. And he's cute. He's good on camera. So he's the number one medical authority in the country. And whatever he says to police big business, that's a medical fact.
So there's no perfect system anywhere.
You know, I'm really not a violent man, but do you understand why I want to strangle this son of a bitch? There's no perfect system. Nobody asked him for one, asshole. What if he went into the hospital and to give you aspirin, it's $25,000. Would that piss you off? What if a broken arm cost you $2 million, Sanjay Gupta? Would that piss you off? We're not looking for utopia. We're looking for an aspirin that costs $1. Let's give them a bunch of profit. Aspirin is damn, it's almost free. Aspirin, one aspirin can't be a penny. They can probably produce the bottle for a penny. But no, they charge you $50 for it. But it ain't perfect, you lying whore. Trying to come down for just a second. Let me say this. In their defense, if you have really good insurance, then this isn't a problem. You know, Mrs. Bart has some pretty good insurance. I get to go to the Mayo Clinic. It costs me $30. That's kind of spectacular. And so, yeah, maybe I should be rah-rah, everything works. But the thing is, if you don't have a good job, you're out of luck. And, you know, I was in the finance business. We dealt with people. We had this one guy who, he was so good at paying his bills, we hardly didn't do the paperwork. He'd drop by and say, I need $5,000. It's like, well, sign here. We're not going to investigate you. You've had 15 loans with us. We know you're gold. As things happened, you know, he built his balance up as time went by. And then, yeah, he had a heart attack. And he said, I'm sorry, guys. It was $250,000. And this was in 93 or something. No telling what a heart attack costs these days. But in 93 or so, it was $250,000 for this guy. And he said, you know, I want to pay you, but I can't. I don't have $250,000. I got to file bankruptcy on everything that's not secured. This was back when you could file bankruptcy. And, you know, I can't give up my house to preserve my honor with credit finance, whatever the company was. So I get that. But, you know, there's, what, 40 million people? That's maybe a seventh of the country has no insurance. So the other six-sevenths are saying, well, what's the problem? Michael Moore, he's just being an asshole again. He's just trying to stir up trouble. He just likes trouble. It's like anything. If, you know, you take breathing for granted, but when it becomes tough to breathe, you think, boy, I'd give anything for some more oxygen. It's the same thing. When you don't have the insurance, it's life and death. If you got plenty of insurance, you know, it's just the niggers whining again. Oh, that makes me mad.
No matter how much Moore fudged the facts, and he did fudge some facts.
Objection, you lying son of a bitch. What facts did he fudge? Oh, the list is so long, we can't even make a list. It's so long. That's what they said about Fahrenheit 9/11. There's so many lies, we can't even list them. I remember seeing a website had like the top 10 lies on there, and like nine of them were just too stupid to even address, and one of them, okay, yeah, he sort of made up, he used the wrong word kind of thing. You know, this asshole, oh, yeah, he's a fact fudger, that Michael Moore, you can't trust him. The only fact that I remember so far that he cited is the 25 was 200 and the 6,000 plus was 7,000. Granted, technically, yeah, if you were, let me put it this way, I'll put anything Michael Moore says up against anything President Bush says. Well, that's really damn faint praise. Sorry, Mike, I didn't mean that. But if they went after Bush with one-tenth of the scalpel that they're going after Michael Moore with, we probably wouldn't have had that war. And, oh, that's coming up. By the way, all this is leading to a big, big explosion. I know this is kind of long, and who gives a fuck about healthcare, but Michael Moore is about to come on and go face to face with Wolf the Whore, and he's going to smack him real good. You know, don't hang up. Don't get to the next part, because this is just really killer stuff. Stuff like he hadn't heard, well, maybe since he was on. Remember, he was on with that Hannah, redheaded girl. She used to do sports on CNN. Then she went to news. And I don't remember what network. She's like with ABC or something now. He said, hey, why don't you tell the truth? Why don't your network tell the truth? Don't come after me about lying. You're the liars. And he gave it to her. And she's going, I. And they just had to go to commercial. We got another one of them coming up.
There's one everyone agrees on. The system here should be far better. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, reporting.
So after slamming the guy for, what, 5-10 minutes, he closes with, well, yeah, he does have a point. The system is broke. Never mind. Back to you. Bye. Well, no, come back here, asshole. That's the whole point of the movie. He's showing you the system's broke. You say, well, I think I found a mistake in 22 minutes after. Well, no. If he presents 200 facts and you find 3 mistakes, that doesn't mean the other 197 facts don't mean anything. You son of a bitch.
And earlier I spoke to Michael Moore about criticism of his new film.
Then what you might want to do is pour you a shot, maybe go to the bathroom if you need to, maybe roll one if you got one, because this is going to be real good. You ready for this?
Michael Moore is joining us now from Detroit. Michael, thanks very much for coming in. You want to respond,
well, first of all,
to anything we just heard?
Yeah, I'd like about 10 minutes to respond to
Give us a couple headlines, what you'd like to say.
That report was so biased. I can't imagine what pharmaceutical company ads coming up right after our break here. Why don't you tell the truth to the American people? I mean, I wish that CNN and the other mainstream media would just for once tell the truth about what's going on in this country, whether it's with health care, I don't care what it is. I mean, you guys have such a poor track record, and for me to come on here and have to listen to that kind of crap, I mean, seriously, I haven't been on your show now for 3 years. The last time I was on, you'd ran a similar piece about Fahrenheit 9/11 saying, oh, this can't be true, what he's saying about the war, how it's going to be a quagmire, the weapons of mass destruction. Why don't you start off, actually, with my first appearance back here on your show in 3 years, and maybe apologize to me for saying that 3 years ago, because it turned out everything I said in Fahrenheit was true. Everything's come to happen. Everything I said, I mean, I took you in that film to Walter Reed Hospital. And it took 3 years before you or any of the rest of the mainstream media would go to Walter Reed Hospital and see what was happening to our troops.
Go, Mike. Let that son of a bitch have it. Use that big hammer and smash that son of a bitch. Wolf the Whore. You got this long time coming to you. Years and years and years you've been standing there lying and playing the bushy, loyal little watchdog. You've been doing all you can to help this crooked administration screw the American people, and somehow Michael Moore is getting on TV, and you're hearing the damn truth for the first time. This is like when Bush goes to some speech, you know, some unscripted thing, and someone stands up and says, hey, asshole, when's my kid coming home? He's stuck over there 4 tours now. What's wrong? Oh, rabble rouser, get this guy out of here. Wolf doesn't get to see any of the criticism the same way Bush does. And, oh, Wolf, he's in his little ivory tower there at CNN. He's Mr. Big Balls at CNN. Oh, Wolf, he's everything. He's God. I don't know how he kept his damn job. Hadn't he been at CNN ever since they've been open, 25, 30 years? And he's a stupid lying hack, and he's a whore.
So for me to have to sit here and listen again to more crap about socialized medicine or how the Canadians have it, you know, worse than us and all this, all the statistics show that we have a far worse health care than these other industrialized countries. We're the only ones that don't have it free and universal. You said that Germany was the only one that was better than us in terms of wait times. The Commonwealth Fund last year showed of the top 6 countries, we were second to last, next to Canada. It showed that Britain, for instance, 71% of the British public, when they call to see a doctor, get to see the doctor that day or the next day. It's 69% in Germany. It's 66% in Australia. And you're the ones who are fudging the facts. You fudged the facts to the American people now for I don't know how long about this issue, about the war. And I'm just curious, when are you going to just stand there and apologize to the American people for not bringing the truth to them that isn't sponsored by some major corporation? I mean, I'll sit here for as long as it takes if you can do that
just
for
me.
Just
to be in fairness, we had a lot of commercials for Sicko.
Wolf the Whore, is that the best you can do? We lie to you 23 hours and 50 minutes of every day. We push the Bush agenda for free, And if you give us enough money, we'll run some of your sicko commercials on our network if you pay us enough. And then after we take your whatever $40,000, $50,000, $200,000, whatever it costs, then we go back to lying for the next 23 hours in a row to help the Bush administration. That's the best you got, Wolf, that you ran commercials for Sicko 2? You accepted Michael Moore's money? That's your defense for why you lie 23 hours of every fucking day, Wolf the whore?
You know, we have commercials. This is a business, obviously.
Wolf, that's not how it works. You could be a business and make a profit and tell the damn truth. But the truth is, you can make an extra nickel if you lie. You're not happy with, say, CNN makes $25 million a year. They could make 24 and be honest, but no, that extra million means everything to them. They'll do anything for that extra nickel. They'll do anything, say anything, endorse any bad bankrupt idea for that extra nickel. You know, you'll sit there and lie like a son of a bitch like you've been for 4 or 5 years. Oh, this is a great war. Woof, the whore was like as big a cheerleader as the media had. Here we are, we're going to war. And they put the insignia up and dun, 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 dun. The big music is like a great miniseries. Oh, here it comes. Are you ready? Here comes the big miniseries we've all been waiting for. Now, Michael Moore said, hey, this is a bullshit war. We got a bullshit president. Remember his Oscar speech? He's a fake president. This is a fake war. And they screamed and yelled, oh, Michael Moore, he went crazy. Michael Moore's insane. He lost his mind. We have it on film. We have the meltdown here. And turns out everything he said was right. And Wolf the Whore's been lying all these years.
But let's talk a little bit about one
you
of
have
the...
You have a nightly medical report. You have something called the Daily Dose. I watch CNN. You have it every day, the Daily Dose, sponsored by fill in the blank. And you are funded by these people day in and day out. Don't even compare that to my movie being out for a couple of weeks.
I would say ads
for 15 seconds.
I don't know if you're familiar with
Wolf.
I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sanjay Gupta's record, but I would stack up his record on medical issues with virtually anyone in the business.
Wolf the whore lying again. I think I can prove it. CNN is notorious for paying nothing. That's why a lot of their people leave and go to a network, because at a network you can make actual money. At CNN, you make nothing. You get lots of airtime. If you watch the news, you know who Wolf the Whore is. You know who, you know, Larry King is. You know who Lou Dobbs is. You know who a lot of their people are. But they pay nothing. And the idea that Sanjay Gupta, he'll put him up against anybody in the country, well, gee, I don't think so. He's a pretty boy. He does a lot of camera work. That's his expertise. He's Katie Couric with pants.
When I now put on my website, as I will do tonight, how his facts were wrong about the $7,000 that we spend. It's actually, I've read one report now, it's even more than $7,000 that we spend per person each year in this country. I'm going to put the real facts up there on my website so people can see what he just said was absolutely wrong.
Well, if we get that confirmed, obviously we'll correct the record, Sanjay, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you will. Good.
Obviously, Sanjay Gupta
is not only a
doctor and a neurosurgeon, but he's also an excellent, excellent journalist. Look, I saw the film, and it's a powerful, powerful...
I saw Dr. Sanjay Gupta over there embedded with the troops at the beginning of the war. He and the others of you in the mainstream media refuse to ask our leaders the hard questions and demand the honest answers. And that's why we're in this war. We're in the fifth year of this war because you and CNN, Dr. Gupta, you didn't do your jobs back then, and now here we are in this mess.
Mike's got a good point. If every time Bush or Cheney or Tony Snow spewed a bunch of lies, if CNN would say, aha, fact check, we're going to look into what they just said and report to you the true fact. But no, they don't do that. They says, oh, big headline. Oh, the president says the war is going great. And now on to sports. That's all we get from CNN. And go figure, they're the best of the big networks. Michael Moore, he's in this fight with, you know, his closest ally, because Fox and MSGOP and the rest, they're just worse. CNN is the most even-handed there are, and they are a bunch of Bush whore apologists. That's how bad things are. It's the same way with the radio. You know how for every Randy Rhodes, you got 50 of these Limbaugh wannabes. For every Mike Malloy, you got 100 of these other, you know, Randy Humphreys kind of Michael Savage bastards. The truth comes in very tiny doses, and the big whore lies is the other 90, 95% of what you see. And that's what we got here.
What if you'd actually done the job on that? That's why anybody who hears anything of what you say now about universal health care should question what you're saying, what you're putting out there. You didn't do the job for us with the war. You're not doing it with this issue. And I just wonder when the American people are going to turn off their TV sets and quit listening to this stuff.
Sanjay Gupta did an excellent job covering that war. He was with the Navy's medical doctors, and he went in and risked his life.
Notice how he changed the subject again. Remember, they can refuse to answer, they can lie, or they can change the subject. When Michael Moore says, you whores refuse to tell the truth. Well, Dr. Gupta is a brave man. What does that have to do with you telling the truth? Wolf, you're just a whore. Why can't you answer Michael's question? You know what I hate most of all is when Wolf the Whore Gills goes on a show like Jay Leno and says, yes, we should have asked the tougher questions back then. Well, why didn't you? And why aren't you now? I hate it when they apologize for something they're going to continue to do. It's like going to confession, Father, I had impure thoughts about this foxy girl I saw. Well, you're going to have impure thoughts about her every time you see her. So what are you going to confess? You're going to confess before your God. I have sinned. I saw a real pretty girl with a short skirt, and I wanted to do it to her. Well, every time you see a pretty girl in a short skirt, you're going to want to do it to her. It's called being human. So why are we confessing to that? And if Wolf the Whore is going to continue to be Bush's apologist again and again, why does he apologize? But you notice this is going to be a constant throughout all this. Wolf the Whore, he's got no choice. He's got to change the subject or refuse to answer or lie. And they refuse to answer, and the lie aren't going to work. The lie is not going to work with Michael sitting there, and he's going to, can't hardly refuse to answer. What Michael could have used here was the old bark cop trick. What Moore could say is, Wolf, you constantly mangle the facts and you pull for the Bush White House, explain yourself. And then you stop. And once you say explain yourself and you let the air go dead, now it's real hard to change the subject. When you say explain yourself, well, Dr. Gupta's brave. Well, no, hey, asshole, I just asked you to explain yourself. Don't change the subject to something else. Mike, you can use that trick the next time you fuck with this little whore.
And he actually started to perform some neurosurgery on the scene.
You have to ask the questions. Why are we here? That's the question. Why are we here in this war? Where's the weapons of mass destruction?
You know, that's cool. It's almost like he heard me. But what's cool is Wolf the Whore starts off on this other subject. No, no, no. Stop. Where are you going? We're talking about this subject here. I don't want to talk about left field and Yankee Stadium. We're talking about health care right here, right now. And your refusal to speak the facts. Well, in Yankee Stadium, no, Wolf, we're talking about this here. Stay with the subject. He can't do that because he's got to change the subject because he knows he's guilty. Wolf the Whore, you are a guilty MF-er.
Why did it take you so long, Wolf, to finally take on Vice President Cheney? It took you to 2007 before you made the man
mad
at you.
Those are fair questions.
Four years.
Look, let's talk a little.
Where were you?
Let's talk about Sicko.
That's at least the third time. Where were you, Wolf, when your country needed you, when the country looked to you and the other networks for some leadership, for some honesty? Where were you? Let's talk about the movie. Well, no, asshole, you've been asked a question. If you can't answer the question, why don't you resign? Why don't you step down and say, I'm not worthy. I can't be in front of a camera with a microphone in my hand because I can't tell the truth. That's what Wolf the Whore would say if he had any credibility, if he had any kind of shame, if he had any kind of conscience. But no, he is a slave to Bush. He'll do anything for Bush and big business, and screw the facts. Screw the truth. I'm here to make money.
The pirate ships are sailing out on stormy seas. There's Radio Free America just for you and me. The big radio station are stinking up the air. Real nightmare. Say, I mateys, oh, good old pirate radio, land of the free and home of the brave.
men to shut the pirate down. They don't believe in free speech. The FCC's in town. Their axles and their hammers, they smash it all to bits. They want a little battle, but the war's not a war yet.
You, that's the film that you're here to talk about.
Let's forget that.
There's plenty to talk about the war. There's plenty to talk about with Sicko.
But, Wolf, you say there's plenty of time to talk about the truth of the war? When? In 5 minutes? In 2 weeks? In 2015? When are you going to tell the truth about the war, Wolf? That's what he's asking you. Wolf, he would look personally right into the camera. There are weapons of mass destruction. They guaranteed us. They're everywhere. It's just a matter of time. Dun-da-da. March to war. Dun-da-da. Here we go. Tune in to CNN, the most honest and dependable news network. Well, we're going to bring you into war. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to kick a bunch of raghead ass, and you're going to love it. We're going to have brown bodies all over the place. This is going to be so cool. Now we got 3,600 dead soldiers, maybe 40,000 without arms and legs. Is it very cool now, Wolf? Oh, it'd be so great. You know, that's why I like courtrooms, because they sit your ass on the chair and you say, Your Honor, non-responsive, and the judge looks at Wolf and says, Wolf, answer the man's question, or you going to jail? Now you got to say, yes, I'm a whore for the Bush White House. I have no credibility. I am a slug. I am pond scum. I am a whore that'll suck anything for $5. That's me. My name's Wolf.
Haven't seen you in 3 years, so I was just wondering how you felt after three years of not seeing me.
Michael,
after you trashed Fahrenheit, and said I was wrong about, this war was.
We've invited
on,
you,
waiting for an
Michael.
Apology.
We've invited you on numerous occasions. Unfortunately, you've declined our invitations over these past 3 years. But there have been plenty of times we've asked you to come on the show, and plenty of times you've declined.
Really?
Which is of course,
and,
you're
and
right.
You wanted to. Apologized? Why did
no,
you want
we
to
wanted
talk
to interview you. That's what we do on television.
Methinks Wolf the Whore is lying again, because if Mike doesn't have a movie out, all he's going to want to talk about is the war. He wanted to talk about Fahrenheit 9/11. Yeah, they had him on. He wants to talk about Sicko. Yeah, they had him on. And boy, aren't they sorry they did. But the idea that they would have him on in like 2005, 2006, that doesn't sound right. Why would Wolf the Whore want to have this guy on TV when he doesn't have a movie to sell? All he's got left, then, is Wolf's refusal to do his damn job. Wolf the Whore is not a reporter. He's a pretty boy, sorta, who stands before a camera and he'll say anything they tell him to say. You know, I'm so old, I remember when Walter Cronkite used to produce the news, and it was his decision. I don't know if his title was producer, but they would give him a story. And Walter Cronkite would say, I'm crossing out this part and I'm putting in this part. And he's Walter Cronkite. And you said, okay. And that's why he was trusted. But these other people who are handed scripts by Karl Rove, and they read them as though it's true, all these Steno Jude, these Judith Millers, and all these whores that work for the New York Times and Washington Post that will print anything that Cheney and Rove tell them to, and then they want to act like they got credibility. Well, no, you're in the same bucket as Wolf the Whore. You're a paid-for mouthpiece. There's no difference between Wolf the Whore and Tony Snow. They're both paid to mislead the public. The sons of bitches should go right to hell, but there isn't one.
Let's talk
about. You don't have to apologize to me. Maybe just apologize to the American people and to the families of the troops.
Here's
for
a,
not doing here, your job.
Here's a question.
4 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing a rare use of the big hammer. Listen to him. He's not apologizing. He's not backing down. He's just continuing to slam Wolf the Whore in the head with this big giant hammer. You lied. You've been lying all these years. What's wrong with you? Explain yourself. Tell us the damn truth or get off the air. That's what we're getting from Michael Moore. And Wolf the Whore's going, let's talk about the movie. Let's talk about any other goddamn thing in the world than my credibility, because I got none. And here I am on live. Oh, the other thing, he wouldn't do this on live TV. I wonder what the real interview looked like. This is the hacked up, mangled, edited version that CNN allowed us to see. It'd be great if Mike had his own camera there. That would be cool. You know, anytime you go on any of these shows, if it's not live, well, then they're just going to. Every time you score a point, I'm not sure why they're letting this much of it out, but if they're letting this out, it makes you wonder what they had to edit. Wouldn't that be interesting to see? You know, for all we know, Michael could have said, you're a fucking idiot, Wolf. And they had to cut that out, obviously, but had it been live, they could have cut out the effing and left the rest of it there. Oh, it'd be great to see what the real interview looked like.
We wouldn't be in this war if you'd done your job. Come on, just admit it. Just apologize to the American people.
with the horse thinking, oh, my God, change the subject, change the subject, change the subject.
Which of the presidential candidates?
And I love that Michael Moore is laughing at this stupid ass right in his face, right on TV. Oh, you got to love it. How often does this happen? It may be since F9/11. It may have been 3 or 4 years since we saw anyone get on TV and tell the damn truth. Isn't it refreshing?
Who are out there right now, do you think would do the best job fixing the nation's health care system?
What a clumsy bullshit question. It's nothing but a diversion. He wants him to endorse one of the candidates. He's not going to do it. But Wolf the Whore, he's so scared. He's got to run. Oh, my God, I'm being held accountable. Oh, my God, there's a spotlight on me. Oh, my God, a truth seeker is speaking to me. What am I going to do? He's in full panic mode. Michael Barr's having a little bit. Oh, my God, change the subject. Oh, my God, oh, geez, oh, no.
The Democrats have to be asked some very specific questions. Too many of them are saying, well, they're for health care for all people. Very few of them are being as specific as Mr. Kucinich is and saying, well, I support the Conyers bill in Congress, H.R. 676. That's what we need to hear. And I'd like to hear what these other Democratic candidates are going to say and do in specifics in removing the private insurance companies from the equation. We shouldn't have profit involved when we talk about taking care of people's health.
Well, Mike, you're right about that, but you're wrong on the politics. It's weird that I see this and he doesn't. But do you think anyone in their right mind is going to mention their specifics for the health care plan before they get elected? And you know who I'm talking about. And she comes out and says, we're going to try this. We're going to, oh, my God, Stalinists is back. Oh, my God, the Leninists are taking over. Oh my, and then we lose the election. Is that where we want to go? Do we want to make the same mistake we made back then in, what, 94? We lost Congress because of this. Because the damn Democrats were too sheepish. They wouldn't stand for their president. And so they lost Congress. They lost the House and they lost the Senate. Well, they lost the Senate later. But the idiots, I'm not calling Michael Moore an idiot. He's just wrong to think that we need to have these candidates give their specifics up front. You're not going to get elected if you give it up front. You think if Bush stood there in 2000 and said, I'm going to go to Iraq and steal all their oil and I'm going to give the super rich a shitload of tax breaks and screw the poor. You think he would have got elected? No. You do this after you get in office. How does Mike not know that? And Mike, also, you kind of fell for when that shit wolf suggested we change the subject. You fell for it. I would have preferred to see a hammer on him until he says, well, I'm afraid this interview is over because all you're going to talk about is my lack of credibility. That would have been a fun moment to see.
Is there a candidate, though, you think, is Dennis Kucinich your candidate? Who do you think? I know that in the film you go after Hillary Clinton.
I think Michael is guilty of going after Hillary. If you got a problem with Hillary, just say it. Just give us the facts. But the idea that you accused her of legally accepting money, it's not a crime, but you made it out to be one. She used to be the champion for children and health care. Now she's the number one recipient of the money. Well, you know, she's going to be president. The people with the big money want to be on the person who's going to be president's good side. There's nothing new about that. She's guilty of being a winner. She's guilty of becoming the next president. And for that, she must be taken down. Mistake on your part, Michael. But hey, maybe you just did it for the extra bucks. Right now, there's a lot of money. You say some bad shit about Hillary. Word gets out, oh, he trashes Hillary in the film. Let's all go see it. So, you know, I can't fault him 100% for that. But there are more honest ways to attack her, assuming she's guilty.
So, we have to watch.
And you know, you're very, very bipartisan in your criticism in the film.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you say I go after her, let's be clear. I mean, I actually think she did a very brave thing to try and address this issue 14 years ago, and they stopped her cold. They went after her with the same kind of, you know, trash pieces I just had to watch. And so that stopped her. And now we've had to suffer through 14 more years of having no universal health care in this country. Our own government admits that because the 47 million who aren't insured, we now have about 18,000 people a year that die in this country simply because they don't have health insurance. That's 6/9/11s every single year. And if you times that by 14, since Mrs. Clinton was unceremoniously removed from the agenda here, she hasn't been able to talk about this. She hasn't really put forth her specific plan.
A while ago, he sounded like he didn't understand why the candidates weren't forthcoming with their plans. Now he sounds like he gets it. Michael knows that whatever any Democrat says, wolf the whore, he's going to start screaming, fact checker, and he's going to attack whatever you say. If you say it's hot in Oklahoma in July, oh, no, it's not. It's raining right now. So it's, oh, yeah, we caught you lying again. That's what they're going to do to her. So she's keeping her powder dry. She's keeping her cars close to her chest there, whatever that phrase is. And once she gets in the White House, then she's going to say, here's the plan. Like it or come up with a better plan, but this one's going through unless you got something that's better, because we got to have it. It's a little like going to the dentist. You don't have to go today. You don't have to go tomorrow, but you have to go. So why wait? Why wait? And, you know, if you got a cavity, why wait until it gets bigger? Why every time you put some ice cream or something in your mouth, you go, it hurts. Well, why go through that? Why not go there now? Go to the dentist now, get it taken care of, get the problem over with. Like he said, we got, what do you say, 6/9/11s every year because these people are being screwed by the government. And, oh, socialism would have saved them. That would be wrong. You know, that's what we're living with now.
And, of course, there's one candidate who isn't even in the race yet. I don't know if he ever will be, but he was right about the war before it began, unlike CNN. Did I mention that?
You did.
and he's right about global warming, and he's right on this issue, too.
Al Gore.
It's a little risky for Michael to get up and say, in effect, Al Gore is the man, because Michael and his good friend Nader cost him that election in 2000. Michael mentioned the 14 years we've had to suffer under Bush. You know, it would have been a lot different if Michael and Nader had minded their own business and not trying to play in the big boy's sandbox. But no, Nader had an ego that had to be fanned, and that gave us 8 years of Bush, and he's threatening to help the Republicans in 2008. Not Michael, that idiot Nader.
I want you to listen to what Rudy Giuliani, the Republican frontrunner, said at the Republican debate that I hosted up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Listen to this.
Free market principles are the only things that reduce costs and improve quality. Socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
All right, what do you say to Mayor Giuliani?
What I would say is, hey, asshole, blow me. If it's good enough for the Senate, why isn't it good enough for the poor black people? That kills me. The Senate has socialized insurance, but they won't let the rest of us have that. It's a big sham. It's a shell game. It's a dog and pony show. You put a label on something, you can't have freedom because it's socialized freedom. You can't have health care because it's socialized health care. You can't have dinner because it's socialized dinner. You're dying of thirst, but you can't have a drink because it's socialized water. And think, it is socialized water unless you're getting water out of a bottle from a Quick Trip. But you're drinking socialized water, you're using socialized gas, you got socialized electricity, you got a socialized police force. Everything is socialism. Oh, but the health care, oh, God, we can't have that. Oh, no, that'd be awful. That'd be the end of civilization, whatever Rudy just said. Rudy, you're a whore. Now get out of here.
So he's saying that he hates Medicare?
He's saying socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
Ask a doctor if they'd rather have a Medicare patient or somebody who's got a lousy HMO, because they know at least Medicare will, the government will pay them, send them a check, and not have to fight an hour on the phone just to get the $15 office visit paid for. I mean, seriously, we have one of the largest socialized medicine systems in this country. It's called Medicare, Medicaid. And while it's underfunded and too much of the control of it has been handed over to private companies, we've already proven that we can do things like that and Social Security and other things very well. So I hope that he wasn't attacking help for senior citizens, because That's what it sounded like to me.
I got a whole bunch of questions. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But if you stick around...
We're out of time!
If you stick around, we're going to do some more.
I'll see you in 3 years!
No. Stick around. We'll tape some more. We'll run it tomorrow. We want to make sure you get your chance.
Oh, no. See, that's the deal, Wolf. There's no taping with me. As you know, it's rare that they put me on live. And to your credit, thank you for doing that. And you can see why they generally don't like to have me on live. Because a lot of that would have been cut out.
Well, no.
So,
if we could tape it,
I really appreciate it.
We're not going to cut a second of it out if you want to tape something.
We'll run it unedited.
And we'll run it unedited.
Lots of confusion here. Michael's saying, thank you for doing this live. Well, it's not live, and he had to know that at the time. Or wonder if they lied to him. What if they said, Mike, this is going out live, and he can't have a camera in his lap to double check at the time. But anyway, Michael thought it was live. But don't worry, we've got Wolf the Whore. We got him putting his credibility on the line that they're not going to cut anything. Well, yeah, Wolf, we were trying to talk about your credibility, but you kept changing the subject. At least three times you changed the subject because when your credibility came up, you said, oh, can't talk about that. Let's talk about Yankee Stadium, left field. Let's talk about anything in the world except Wolf the Whore's credibility. But don't worry, we got Wolf's personal Nancy Grace guarantee that they're not going to cut anything. And I don't know what part two sounds like because this is Tuesday morning. It's going to be on Tuesday night. Got to get this radio show in the can before Wednesday. Might be able to include a little of that, but maybe not. I'm looking at the clock here. We got 53 minutes so far in just this one bit. So it looked like this is going to take up the whole disc. Damn, I hate when it happens. These shows never end up. I had 6-7 things we were going to talk about. We only got to one of them.
People can go to your website. It's a free country. They can find out the
facts,
truth, whatever it is.
About Dr. Sanjay Gupta, they can find out about his facts, right? We can find that out, right?
Absolutely. Michael Moore, thanks very much.
Girl, you get you right in the face. Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race. By the world, you're gonna see. Laughing at fools like me. What on earth do you think you are?
Good evening, everyone, from Studio 1A. It seems like the summer has barely begun, but in several western states tonight, it is about as bad as it gets. Record-breaking heat that is claiming lives and fueling wildfires was predicted for many places yet again today, and that heat is now spreading east. Yesterday, 12 western cities saw temperatures at or above records, from Elko, Nevada at 104, to Missoula, Montana, which hit an all-time high of 107, to Riggins, Idaho at 106. Let's begin our coverage with NBC's Charles Hadlock in Dallas.
People expect it to be hot in the summertime, but not like this.
Oh my God, it's just been so hot.
From Southern California to the Northern Rockies, a heat wave is scorching the record books. Forecast highs today, 98 in Boise, 100 degrees in Salt Lake City and Bismarck, and 104 degrees in Rapid City, 20 degrees above the normal temperature for July. Meteorologists say a high-pressure system stuck over the west is not going away anytime soon.
That means the heat is going to be turned up, and it's going to at least be above seasonal in terms of temperatures across the board.
Some power systems are experiencing blackouts because of the sudden huge demand for air conditioning. Red flag warnings are posted in parts of 8 states where sweltering heat is increasing the wildfire danger and where thousands of firefighters are already battling several large fires. What they could really use is some of this. Lake Texoma is the 11th largest reservoir in the country. Today, it's filled to the brim with floodwater from Texas and Oklahoma, the runoff of nearly 40 days of record-breaking rain.
President Bush today declared several Oklahoma counties disaster areas because of the recent flooding. The region is getting a break from the heavy rain today, but forecasters say higher temperatures are on the way. And those temperatures in the form of the mid-90s could arrive on the East Coast beginning tomorrow and Monday.
You know, it's almost like the weather is changing. Got record heat everywhere you look. You got record flooding everywhere you look. In Tulsa now, it just rains every day. It's just crazy. If you wake up and the grass and the streets are dry, well, just look at your watch because 10 minutes later, it's going to be raining. This is July. we generally get rain in May, and then June, July, and August, first half of September, are bone dry. You know, the lawns crack. You know, you just see these giant crevices on your property. They're just starving for water. But no, not this year. Record flooding everywhere. It's almost like the weather is changing. But that can't be right, because Godly Bush and his friends like Jim Inhofe say that's not possible. No matter if it gets to 140 in Alberta, there's still no global warming. And if it rains every day for a year in the Dust Bowl, well, that's not evidence of anything either. So you just never mind. You just go about your shopping. That's what we're getting for leadership. And you know, as bad as things are, you know how they always get worse? Swear to Koresh. And when I swear to Koresh, I'm not lying even 1%. They say in Baghdad, in the shade, it's 115. And if you're not in the shade, if you've got the bad luck to have some sand under your feet and you're in the sun, it's 140. I'm not lying. Well, I'm repeating what NBC or CBS, I tape both shows every night. One of them said 115 and 140. Now think what it's like. You've got on all that, 35 pounds of equipment. It's 140 degrees. You just saw your best friend get killed. You got bullets shooting over your head. Yeah, it's almost like what you might call stressful. So you know that problem we had with the family that got raped and murdered and set on fire and the other 24 and Haditha, whatever it was. I mean, we're going to have a lot of those this summer. And these guys that are trapped over there, you know, we can't give them a blank check. We can't say, well, that's okay. But, you know, these guys that are stuck over there that are going to snap and murder somebody, it's not their fault. I mean, they're going to have to be responsible for it. They're going to have to accept the consequences. But obviously, if they were sitting in Topeka, sipping lemonade, watching a TV show and air conditioning, they're not going to be murdering some family in Iraq. But because they're stuck over there, 140 degrees, I know it's wrong, but 140 degrees, sweat rolling down your back, all the death, the stench, the meals provided by Halliburton probably got oil in them. Can you imagine what it's like to be stuck over there? And Bush saying, well, hey, that's okay. In September, we'll have a report. And you know, in September, the report's going to say, well, we're gaining progress. So tell you what, give us till Christmas. You know, they're always pushing the goalposts back, and the Democrats are always saying, that's okay. What a mess. Well, there you had it. That's the big, big show, number 121, Bart Cobb Radio. Hope you like parts of it. And tell you what, usually at this point in the show, I say I'm going to get to work on show number 122. Well, actually, I can't, because we're leaving town. It's a bad place to be, Oklahoma, in July. So Mrs. Bart said, can you take me somewhere where you have to wear a jacket in July? And I thought, where do you have to wear a jacket in July? So we spun the dice. No, we spun the... we rolled the dice, whatever. We decided to go to this place, and I think you know where it is. And if you're a subscriber, you might remember I said, meet me at booth 2. Well, that's the plan. Meet me at booth 2, and I'll let you buy me a shot. Nothing else to do there, but thank the subscribers. Thank the people sending the occasional check in the mail, because, as you know, the occasional check in the mail does not belong to Caesars. I love the occasional checks in the mail. Those of you who are sending $5 or $10 a month appreciate that, too, but Caesar wants his cut. And Caesar can be a greedy mother sometimes. I don't know if you know that about Caesar, but he can be a damn greedy mother. So I hope you like parts of the show. Because we were running out of time, had to do it in one sitting. Today's show is essentially a live show. Just had to get one knocked out before we left town. So, this is Bart Cobb and K-Drag. We are on vacation.
There's always a time in every show when you want to get sincere, when you want to be real and relate on a one-to-one basis with your audience as equals. A lot of people accuse Flo and Eddie's Turtles of not playing enough jazz. We'd like to dispel that rumor right now and just give you an inkling of how close to Chick Corea we can get. Yeah! Andy! The scenery, the makeup and the props. The audience lifts us when we're down. Two wonderful people. Ha! Give yourselves a hand!